You are listening to CJLY 93.5 FM in Nelson, 96.5 FM Kootenai Lake. I'm Bill Metcalf. I'm your regular host on Thursdays for Nelson Before 9. This hour is sponsored by Max and Irma's Kitchen. Many of the cultural institutions that we appreciate these days had some very humble and exciting beginnings. Those of you who were, like me, young adults in the early 70s might remember that we had a lot of perhaps naive, energetic optimism about our projects. Michael Guthrie remembers that too. The Langham in Caslow was his idea back then. He's on the phone from Seattle now. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Bill, and thank you for having me on your show.
Well, we're glad to have you. Back in the early 70s there, when you got the idea for the Langham, what were you doing then? What were you doing in Caslow? And I gather you were a rather young man then.
Yeah, I was around 25 years old when the Langham started. And at the time, my wife, Darylyn, and I had a small cafe in Caslow called the Village Green. And took care of most of our time running that. And but it was sort of a hub of activity. People met there a lot and had coffee, and there was a lot of interaction there. So, and we had used to have music twice a month. We had a coffee house venue there and started meeting a lot of musicians. Found out about it across Canada, actually, and we started getting press kits from people to play there, and we even had a few art shows in the cafe at one time. And I was we were building a small cabin a couple miles out of town, and you know, we'd trying to live the simple life, but we'd getting involved in the cafe took care of that.
Yeah. So where did the Langham idea come from?
The city decided to notify the owner, and also they put a notice on the bulletin board notifying the community that if the owner didn't fix the building up or sell it to someone who would fix it up, that they would tear the building down. And one day I was in South Fork at a friend of mine's house named Bill Mellis, and he was telling me he'd seen this notice on the bulletin board. And Jim Rogan was also there, and we were all started talking about it. And I've always loved old buildings, and I really like history, and I thought it was a shame that it could be torn down. And of course, the wheels started spinning in my mind about, gee, that'd be a neat building to have. And of course, I didn't have any money to fix it up myself, but I thought maybe some other people would be interested in it. And I'd actually met Walter Schmidt, the owner of the building, about a year before at a party one night. And he was here in town, or not here in town, but there in town at the time. And he actually at one time had a similar idea of doing that. But, you know, he was from Massachusetts, so it was a little remote, and he didn't have any money really either. So that was really the start of it, was having, you know, made these connections earlier, and I guess in a sense, Bill Mellis is partly responsible for it. So.
Yeah. So how did you get started? So you bought it, and then what did you have to do to it?
Well, we the price was very cheap, but Walter agreed to sell it for $3,500.
Holy.
And then,
okay.
I asked a few people to meet, and we took out a loan, signed for a loan for $5,000 to buy the building. Walter came out, and we made the deal with him, and we, you know, got a lawyer to draw it up. And during the summer of Caslow, we met. Everybody took turns having meetings at their houses, and drafted a bylaws and constitution, and sent it off to Victoria. And in November, it was registered at, at the Register of Societies in Victoria. So the building was purchased as a society. So we just the original 10 board members signed for a loan to so the Langham as an entity could buy the building.
Huh. So what did you have to do to the building?
Well, the building was in pretty sad shape, and for the first year it was all volunteer. Actually, even more than a year, but
it still is by the sound of it.
Well, still is. That's a very good point.
Yeah,
I think it's pretty fantastic that for 30 years now, people have always stepped up to the plate to give their time to the Langham, and really the Langham, probably more than anything, I think represents a sense of community mm-hmm. where people. Out of the love of wanting to have, say, art and performance in their community, and to have a place where people can try out their skills at a variety of things like performance art, or even into the management end of the Langham. A lot of people, get a chance to be involved in a community way.
You told me earlier when we talked that about the beginnings of it, where something about some guy that was hanging up paintings when there was still open stud walls in the building or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell me about that kind of stuff?
Yeah, the first art show at the gallery was lithographs by Nick Marjorie's. And Nick and his family vacationed in Kazla from Calgary in the summertime. Back in the early 70s there, and they Nick was keen on what was going on with the Langham project and being an artist, and he offered about 30 of his prints for sale one day, by this time we'd gotten a grant, and a crew had ripped off all the stuff off of the interior walls of the two gallery rooms, and we hung his prints on the bare stud walls, and most of the prints sold that day, and it was a very festive atmosphere, and it was pretty cool. It was very informal, and Nick actually lives in Caswell now with his wife, everyone calls Truth, and then he has a print studio there, and he's still involved in the Langham himself 30 years later.
What did the rest of the community in Caslow think about you guys who were trying to turn this place into a gallery at the time?
Well, it was, there were some for and some against, and the for is one, I guess, but there was a certain amount of resentment for, I think some people were, there was a wave of trying to get rid of all the old buildings and, from a physical standpoint, saying there were a lot of old buildings that didn't survive because people just wanted to get rid of that architecture.
Right, they wanted to look more modern, right?
Yeah, from that point of view. And then there's, there was fear that this would just be another misuse of grant funds,
So you people who were doing this were all not, most of you were sort of outsiders, right?
Most of us had moved there from, cities somewhere outside. Like, half of us were from the States, from, Dare and I were from Pasadena area. Bart Darnell was from the Bay Area, and Fred Higley was from Indiana, and Barb Scrivens from Detroit, Michigan, and And then there was Alan and Gloria Davidson from Calgary, and Jim Van Horn. And Pat and Jackie Boyer from Vancouver. So it was quite a diverse group and a very strong group of individuals. It was pretty amazing. We used to, you know, talk about it at times, how, you know, there was quite a range of personalities. People could reach into different segments of the community for support at the time, you know. And things would just happen one thing after another, you know, like Ruth Ford had a friend in Toronto who was an architect and named Gerald Robinson, and he came out and saw the building and he fell in love with it and went back to Toronto and had his crew make a scale model of the Langham Senate to us. And when you go in there now, the ground floor is built, design is from a model that they sent to us at the time. And so the layout of the theater and everything was, mocked up in a little small model that may still be around there.
Done by a volunteer architect from Toronto.
Yeah, and he totally volunteered
for the gallery in Caslow.
You know, it's like, it was just, you know, pretty neat how even still this is happening. I think it's a great thing, you know. And
if you just
people like Marlena Blanche, step up to the plate, that's what keeps the Langham going.
If you've just joined us, I'm talking to Michael Guthrie, who lives in Seattle now, who was one of the originators of the Langham in Caslow. Michael, excuse me, you were at a 30th anniversary party there a little while ago, only last week, I think it was. What was that like for you?
I actually played really my first concert at the Langham Theater, which is pretty exciting for me. As a musician, I play around the Northwest at different venues and festivals and stuff, and it was just, I was, you know, really moved that so many people came to see me and hear my stories and listen to my music, and it was like coming full circle from, you know, having been there at the beginning and here 30 years later, you know. And then also during the summer, I was involved in the festival weekend they had in July, and that was very exciting too. And it was a great dance with Pied Pumpkin, and it was just great to see all this, you know, energy being put into keeping the Langham going, because as you know, without it wouldn't be there, and there certainly isn't enough money to just hire people to do everything, but then it wouldn't be the Langham if that's what you did.
Right. Well, it's been great to hear you talk about it today, Michael.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Bill, and thanks again for having me on your
show.
Good luck to you.
Good. Thanks very much. Okay. Bye-bye. I've been speaking to Michael Guthrie. He lives in Seattle now. He was one of the, he was the Langham in Caslow was his idea in the 1970s.
Country Furniture and Home Decor on Baker Street is a supporter of Kootenai Co-op Radio.